from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has taken up the latest North Korean missile test of what is believed to be a new intercontinental ballistic missile. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned the North would be utterly destroyed if war broke out, and appealed to China to scale up its sanctions, including a cutoff of oil against its neighbor.
China must show leadership and follow through. China can do this on its own, or we can take the oil situation into our own hands.
President Donald Trump spoke by phone Wednesday with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, following the latest missile launch. Deputy Chinese Ambassador Wu Haotao said China's dual suspension proposal is the best option, trading a freeze on North Korea's missile and nuclear testing for a freeze on joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said it's clear there is no military solution. He appealed for an end to what he called the spiral of tension. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said unity in a diplomatic pressure campaign against the North appears to be working.
Together with the international community, we must send a unified message to North Korea that it must abandon its weapons of mass destruction programs. All nations must take maximum economic and diplomatic measures to increase pressure on the North Korean regime.
She said new measures are being considered, including maritime interdiction of goods to and from North Korea. In South Sudan, local officials said a tribal militia killed dozens of people in Jonglei State. The attackers are believed to be members of the Murli ethnic group who attacked the village of Dukpayel Tuesday. The killings appear to be part of a series of revenge attacks targeting the Dinkabur tribe. The UN mission also said dozens of women and children were abducted. This is VOA News. Syrian government negotiators are in Geneva to join the eighth round of UN-led peace talks aimed at ending nearly 7 years of fighting. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura said the talks could continue into next week.
What I know is that we are intending to renew the meetings next week, and we intend to have them next week as well. Now, if anyone wants to have a weekend off, we are always free to do so for consultations. What is important that we have ongoing process of discussions.
He said he hopes the two sides can have direct negotiations. The government delegation delayed its arrival after the opposition kept a demand that President Bashar al-Assad step down as part of any agreement. On the ground, mortar blasts reportedly continued in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus despite a ceasefire. Clashes in Yemen's capital Sana'a Wednesday claimed the lives of at least four people. The violence pit loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh against Houthi rebels' supposed allies. The fighting took place around the city's central mosque in what appears to have been a territorial dispute. The Vatican said the moral authority of Pope Francis remains intact despite criticism from rights groups. He was not more forceful in publicly denouncing the Myanmar government's crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
It was a trip to Myanmar, which we had made diplomatic relations with, and as the trip was being organized, actually, the refugee crisis was aggravated, correct? I mean, it was not conceived as a refugee trip. You're right. It is one of his main concerns. He talks about migrants and refugees every single day, but that wasn't how this trip was conceived.
Burke said the Pope's lack of public condemnation does not take away from past statements he's made or what might have been said in private discussions with leaders of Myanmar, also known as Burma. Francis ends his four-day visit Thursday to Myanmar, travels to Bangladesh, where he is expected to meet some of the more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims who've fled Myanmar. In Honduras, the seesaw vote count for president appears to be about even following Sunday's vote. Initially, it appeared the challenger, TV entertainer Salvador Nasralla, was on the way to victory. Further results now show incumbent center-right president Juan Orlando Hernandez pulling even. China's manufacturing activity accelerated in November, boosted by global demand for products from the world's second-biggest economy. Meanwhile, in Japan, factory output also edged higher in October, while South Korea's central bank said it raised a key interest rate for the first time in 6 years. On Wall Street Wednesday, gains in financial, industrial, and healthcare stocks propelled the market further into record territory. The benchmark Dow Jones ending nearly 104 points higher to 23,940. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.